101.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Roxanne, and this is Dizzy Blonde. I hope everyone can hear me. Let me put these little headphones on. I actually cannot hear myself. So that's super fun. So could someone just let me know if you can hear me, and that would be really great. I do have a guest today, but he's getting a coffee. It's Greg, everyone. It's Greg. And yeah, my playlist for this week is a little wacky. I feel like I say that every week because I added so many songs and then it turns out that they're explicit and we can't play explicit songs. Love you. I love you, the FCC. I love you. And so I've had to make some edits, but I really like it. And I'm really concerned that no one can hear me. Oh, okay. I am heard. I'm being heard. Update. So yeah. Our first few songs are good. I'm really tired, by the way. So that's why I'm getting coffee. And I also am going to be doing my GIS lab in between songs. But Greg has come up with some fun activity questions for us to talk about on the song breaks. He's just not here yet. Anyway, enjoy the first few songs. Okay, love you. Bye. Hello, my guest is here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Greg, and I'm happy to be a guest today for the show.
Greg, why don't you tell us what you've been thinking about today?
I think my question of the day, I forget like the exact phrasing, but it's basically like, if you would rather be like a happy pig or like a human, but like not as happy. So it's like a blissful ignorance type of question, where it's like, would you rather not know anything and be like happy, or would you rather be like smart but like be less happy with that knowledge?
What's your answer?
I was talking about this with Ross, and he was pretty content being a pig.
Yeah, he kind of is, you know. Yeah,
he's out in the woods.
He's rooting for mushrooms.
So I don't know. I think I'd rather be, because I feel like once you have knowledge, like I could imagine what it's like to be a pig, but a pig can't imagine what it's like to be me.
Yeah, because it's a happy pig.
Yeah, because it's just you could say happy, or you could just say it's like just a pig.
It's an ignorant pig. That sounds like an insult.
Yeah, it does sound like an insult. Like a pig. I don't know. I feel like just like to have like a more meaningful life, you'd have to have some intelligence, you know?
Well, but how do you really know what it's like? Like, I guess like in a way we are the opposite of happy pigs, unless like in some ways we are happy pigs because there's stuff we don't know about, you know.
But like smart, like stuff that we're not smart enough to understand.
That, and then also like, I think because of like privilege, like there's stuff that we're like ignorant to, you know what I mean? But then on another level, like we're not happy pigs, you know, because it's all relative. So, so my answer is, I would like to be a self-aware pig.
That's not an option. the downfall to the big option is that you're not self-aware.
But I think it could be a mix of both.
No, the whole point of the question is, so would you rather?
Okay, fine. I choose happy pig.
Okay, I
think that's my iced coffee.
I think I'm gonna stick with the human answer, because I like the having intelligence part. Like I feel like it's to have like a meaningful. And but the counter argument was, Ross was like, what if you had a week to live? And I was like, oh, then I would want to live like a happy pig.
Oh, that's interesting. That adds like a new element.
Yeah, but it's different because we have like 80 years.
So, I'm probably gonna die soon. I feel like
can't live like you're gonna die tomorrow. Like that's
what you're supposed to do.
That's not stable. All right, I'm not gonna pay taxes then.
I'm gonna vandalize everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn everything to the ground.
Let's live like we're dying in a few years. Do you?
I like that. That's a good like time span, I think.
I don't know. That's like not very long.
Yeah, it's weird. You really have to like plan really far ahead, which kind of sucks. Like in like investing and like putting your like, what's that thing called that you get when you retire? Like the
401k?
Yeah.
Social Security?
Yeah, like stuff like that.
I made those up. Those might be it. I think it's Social Security.
Yes.
But we're not getting our Social Security money, according to politics.
What do you mean?
Because, like, right now, there's, like, they're giving people money that isn't there. And, like our money is going to other people that we're putting it. Like, our Social Security money is going into other people's Social Security that they're getting now because they're old and retired.
Okay.
It's irrelevant. I have another question. Would you want to know... if you had to pick, would you rather have to know when you die or how you die?
Ooh. I don't like that question.
Yeah.
Because like, well, if you know when, then you can change it, you know?
No, you can't.
Okay, I think I would rather know when.
Yeah, me too.
Then I could plan around it.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, gotta get all my things in order by this time.
Yeah, because if I was kicking it at like, at like 30, I'd be like, yo.
Time to live like I'm dying.
Yeah, time to start going crazy.
Yeah.
But if I knew I was making it to 80, I'd be like,
I got time.
I got options.
I have choices to make.
I could do all my things.
Anyway, next, come up with us next time. Meet up, listen up next time.
You got this.
I'm a radio show host. Tune in a few minutes. Stay tuned in for more talking after songs. In a few minutes, we have Animal Collective, Neon Indian, and Chromatics coming up. Thanks for listening. Greg, kiss your microphone. Oh, God. Can't pipe. Guys, this song makes me sad. I'm gonna skip it. I'm sorry. And we're back. Greg, make your noise.
No, that was a private noise.
Before the song ended, Greg was like, turn the mic on.
I was ready to start talking.
And I said, no, Greg. So Greg has a fun activity planned for us today. Do you want to explain?
Yeah, so I can't actually explain, but because I just came up with it. But sometimes we have trouble coming up with what to talk about. So I found a random noun generator online. So we can generate some nouns. And then if any of them have spark a nice train of thought, we can follow that train.
Or like a controversial train of thought.
Yeah. But I mean, they're just nouns. So I don't know how controversial a noun can be.
Very.
Very. I'll choose the best one out of the 10, in my opinion. How do you feel about cookie?
One?
Huh?
One?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could do whatever you want with it. Really.
Okay, well, hearing the word cookie, I think I'm a little angry. Because I'm...
Angry? It's cookie.
Listen!
That's like...
Listen,
it's
hear
like
me
the
out.
Happiest word besides bubble.
Bubble. Because when I have cookies, I like to eat multiple. I don't just eat one cookie.
So know? Cookie makes you mad? And cookies make you happy?
Yeah. Now you, what do you think of cookie?
I'm okay with cookie because I know that it's part of cookies.
I feel like if I had a cat, I would name it Cookie.
That's a good cat name.
Yeah, or like a gerbil.
Oh, this is a good conversation. Okay, so how do you feel about people naming their animals like human names?
I think it's so funny. I think it's so funny when people are like, come here, Bob, and it's like a kitten.
Yeah, like, come here, Paul. I'm like, a Great Dane walks in the room.
That is so funny. I love that. Or it's like an elephant at the zoo and its name is like Mort.
Yeah, my friend from home just got a new dog and I didn't know that she got a new dog, so they were talking about it in our group chat and they all kept saying Henry, and I was like, who is Henry? And they were like, oh, it's my dog. And I was like, give it a dog name.
I'm taking Henry to the park.
Yeah, it's like, are you gonna get a date? That's my dog.
Oh my
man.
God. Yeah. Well, if you had, like, I'm trying to think of a good pet. If you had a pet pig, what would you name it?
A pet pig?
Yeah.
Would it be messed? Like, I feel like Bacon would be pretty funny.
That's so cliche. I feel like everyone names their pet pig Bacon. Everyone goes to the pig store and it's like, I feel like Bacon would be pretty funny.
All right. My bad.
What about Ham?
Yeah. There you go. I don't know what I would name a pig if I got one. I never put much thought into that because I don't think I'm getting a pig.
I'm asking you right here, right now, to put some thought into
pig. I would name it, what about, what's that, like Bartholomew?
Bartholomew?
Yeah, I feel like that's a pig name.
Yeah, Bart for sure.
Yeah. I like the name Dakota. But I don't think it's
for fitting. What?
I think it's fitting for a dog, like a fast.
Yeah, like a nice, like outdoor dog.
Yeah, like a fast dog.
Yeah. My brother named his dog Maya. It's like a German Shepherd.
It's but a pretty good dog name.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird how naming different animals is like a different vibe.
Yeah, like you wouldn't ever name a hamster Dakota.
Yeah.
You'd name a hamster like peanut butter or something. Notorious P.I.G. The pig stores. I've gotten some messages about our conversation.
Oh, are they pig names?
No. Well, Ileana said Notorious P.I.G. And when I said the pig store, my friend Henry, he said, my pig Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball?
No, Crystal Ball.
Oh, Crystal Ball.
I named a pig Hector. Or like Clemenestra. Or Yanny.
Like the Laurel Yanny thing?
What's that? Oh my God, I forgot about that. Well, I think sometimes if I can't think of a name or a word when I'm like making a joke, I'll really quick go through, like I'll just pick a random letter in the alphabet and then go off that.
Do you think you could, I feel like you could train an animal to respond to like a name that isn't a name. Like
that's what everyone does.
If you were just like... Like that was like I wouldn't even know how to spell that on paper, but like every time you just
says my dog, blah, blah, blah. And it's like it like perks up and then see you.
Where's your dog? Hold on, I'll get him.
Oh, hold on. Hey, come here. You name your dog cough, but it's actually a coughing noise. Or if you're like, what if you're like, ruff?
I would not come to your house. That would be my last
If my dog's name was Ruff.
If you barked to get your dog.
On that note, it's time for some more music. If you're enjoying this commentary, please give us a thumbs up in chat. And Greg, do you have anything else to add?
I'm not sure what chat she's talking about.
But, the chat.
Oh, the chat. Sorry. No more comments then.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. When I first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. When we drove up the coast, we had a soundtrack. We made it feel like a film on a reel. And our story didn't have a happy ending, but it still sounded good despite the way I feel. The last thing I want is another broken heart to drive me to the brink of crazy. In the end, I couldn't take it, 'cause I knew we wouldn't make it. So come on, come on, and tell me why.
Hey guys, we're back.
Leaning forward.
Oh, Greg's leaning forward, everyone. So, Greg has a topic of conversation for us.
Well, I think we both came up with this together. I don't think we should contribute it to one person.
Okay, it was me.
So it was like more me, but it was like both of us together.
So if we're giving it to both of us, I'd say it's more me, but Greg did a little bit. Anyway, why don't you introduce it?
Okay, so Roxanne's currently working on a map of sorts, and it's on her computer, and I happen to be a computer science major, so she's somehow getting mad at me when it's not working.
I did not.
You did. You kept being like, oh, Craig, and then...
It wasn't bad at you. I was mad at the system.
You were... Oh, okay. Well, it reminded me of when I'm at home. And if, like, my TV isn't working, my mom will be like, Greg, fix the TV. And I'm like, I don't know how. And she's like, don't you go to school for this? I'm like, I don't learn this. What?
Imagine you're in class, like, yeah, fixing like, a flat screen TV. All right,
guys, today we're gonna plug an HDMI cable into a
Today
Samsung
we're gonna turn
TV.
It off and wait 15 seconds and turn it back yeah. on.
Yeah, like I'll plug an HDMI cable in, and like the TV will be like, there's nothing plugged in, and my mom's like, fix it.
And I'm like, think there's something wrong.
I'm like, I don't know how to fix that. Like the TV's, I don't know.
Just plug it in.
Yeah, like try turning it on and off. That's like the best solution.
Whenever I have like a computer issue at home, my dad, oh my gosh, ever since I was a kid, it makes me like freak out. Ever since I was young, and my brothers too, we're also young at the same time as me. Whenever we have an issue with technology, he'll be like, did you try the solution to 99% of the world's computer problems? Which is turning it off and turning it back on again. But it usually doesn't work, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I guess it depends what you're trying to fix, but I don't know if it's 99%.
He always says that. He doesn't say, did you try turning it back off, turning it back on again? He says, did you try the solution to 99% of the world's computer problems?
Did you try putting the TV into a barrel of rice?
Oh, I love when there's like those pictures of like shattered phones and someone comments, did you try putting it in rice? Yay.
Yeah, my phone just recently got destroyed. Like the thing was like strobing blue or green. And, like, it was all cracked, so I had to get a new one. But I'm so annoyed. I lost a bunch of pictures.
Isn't that
and
what
stuff.
You're going to school for?
Yeah. I bring them, like, a shattered phone. They're like, but you know computers, though.
Your computer science teacher. Did they charge you extra? Don't you have them on your computer, though?
No, I didn't back it up.
Back it up? You didn't back it up? You don't have iCloud?
I do, but I don't keep my photos or messages there.
I'm going to be honest. All this stuff really confuses me. Like, how is it, like, something really small like that can hold so many things? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Do you have an answer?
I do have an answer, but I'm like, do you actually want to talk about this?
Well, just, like, give me, like, a debrief, like a 60 seconds type deal.
So what exactly do you want to know here?
Why? How is it so small but it has so much?
Well, they're making like the CPUs smaller as time goes on. Like they've gotten like insanely smaller.
Is that what this is? My phone is a CPU.
Yeah, it has a CPU.
What is a CPU?
It's a central processing unit.
Oh, is that like the microchip looking thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
You have like a SIM card with like your memory and I'm actually not too sure. But like just in general, our technology has gotten a lot better, so like they've been able to make stuff a lot smaller. So like back in the 80s everything was like huge, and then now as things are getting better, that's why you can fit so much more onto smaller things.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Every time a computer science major talks about computers, I just hear bleep bloop bleep bloop.
Yeah. It's music to my ears.
What do you hear when I talk about international affairs?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a good response.
There's no good response.
There's no good response. Sorry.
Okay, we got a few more songs. Maybe we'll do one and then talk more because talking is fun. How does that sound, Greg?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, epic. And kisses. Give a kiss. A real one. No.
Never trouble no one. I'm a lady, I'm not tired.
And we're back. That was Bum Bum. So I got a question from our listener, Talon or Fangs?
What?
Talons, like,
or yeah, Fangs? Like, yeah, yeah, I heard that part. I'm just wondering, like, what the context would be.
Would you rather, like, Talon or Fangs?
Would I rather?
True or false, Talon or Fangs?
Like, what, like, what I have, like, for me, like, what would I have?
Yeah.
I think Talon.
Why?
Because Fangs.
Because Fangs.
I not to get too political, but Talon because Fangs.
The answer is true, Fangs. The answer is B, Talon.
I don't know. I feel like Talons are pretty pretty cool. Like, I mean, Fangs look cool as well, you know, not like bashing Fangs.
Don't shit on birds, bro. They got so many
they
talons.
They poop on us all the time.
Yeah, because they hate
poop on
you.
Them once.
The next question is, when was the last time you used a spork and what was it for?
Oh, God. I think I used a spork like a year ago on pudding because I was all out of spoons.
Shoot. I was cursed, but I didn't. The last time I used a spork was probably camping. You know, those like camping sporks? It was definitely camping. I went on a hike in March.
But like, what was it for, though? Don't say camping.
Spanish rice. Spanish rice.
Okay.
Standing desks?
No.
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 My dad uses one.
No, it's so exhausting to be standing.
I know. I get so tired from standing for like more than 10 minutes.
I think my back hurts more from standing than it does from sitting.
My feet hurt from standing.
Yeah, standing.
So we're
sucks.
Just ailments?
No, we should just never stand again. Just,
like in that movie, Wall-E.
Wall-E.
Favorite fish.
Favorite fish?
Eva. Oh, you're pretty good.
Wall-E.
I hope you guys like those. I forgot that there are people listening. Favorite fish? We have 1 minute.
Like to eat or to like see?
To be? Yeah.
Ooh. Are sharks included?
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Dolphins aren't fish.
Okay.
They're mammals.
Okay. Then maybe like salmon. Like those things look like they have fun swimming upriver.
I'd be a huge angelfish. Next question. How high up are clouds?
They're twice as high as halfway down.
Okay. Next question. How do computers work again? Computer science major. The person sending me this was also a computer science major.
Oh, okay. Computers basically work. Yeah, they work.
Awesome. And that is my last question that I have. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in with me and Greg today. Greg, did you enjoy your time here? Sum it up in 3 words. Go.
Iced coffee. computer.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Greg's take. You should have a radio show called Greg's Take.
Greg's Take?
We just say your opinion on things.
I just take things. I rob campus and then I talk about what I took.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Love you. Kisses. Give a kiss. No. Stop. I'm so sorry.